Test. Yep.
Test. Okay, ready. One, two, three.
We're back from our vacation. It was fun. Did you have fun?
Yes. I had very much fun.
What was your favorite part of the vacation?
The Disney part.
Yeah, well, that was half of it, so that's not very specific.
I liked riding Big Thunder Mountain Railroad while fireworks went off.
Yeah, I liked spending time with you.
Aw.
And making fun of you with my other brother. But, actually, I was kind of surprised. You didn't do very many dumb things this trip, like you sometimes do.
Oh, well, thank you.
I mean, you got a $75 steak. That was kind of dumb. Welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for July 3rd, 2014, the day before Independence Day. Isn't that fun?
Woohoo!
You know, it's like you have like the urge now to say American Independence Day because of, you know, the internet now.
Yeah, yeah. Like people may not know what you're talking about.
Like that, like you said, never even occurred to me when I was a kid. What do you mean? Other countries have their own Independence Days. They have like the Revolution War. Like, yeah, the Revolutionary War. Like what? Which one? I'm like, there was more than one revolution in the world. hello. This is Mike, and here's AJ.
Hello.
We were gone for a couple of weeks, but it doesn't seem like we missed too much.
No, there's not a whole lot going on, it seems like.
Sale happened. That was fun.
Steam sale did happen.
We can talk about what we picked up there, and Shovel Knight came out, and we played it. I beat it. I don't know how much of it you've played, but you have enough for impressions, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
So we can talk about that, and, you know, a couple other things, and, you know, that'll pretty much be the show. So let's start off with the Steam sale. So what was your haul?
Hang on. I think I found a My Activity button that is going to tell me exactly what I got.
Oh, how do I find this?
Sadly, I don't remember all of it. Oh, isn't that sad? We just buy these games because Valve said it's a good idea.
Yeah, it's almost kind of bad for me this year because, like, I actually kind of had some money.
Right.
Just kind of buying whatever I wanted. So how did you do that? Oh, I see. Actually, it's My Activity button.
Yeah, but it's not loading anything. Maybe I didn't buy any games, so it was all a bad dream.
Yeah, Steam is fun. Well, I can just kind of go through my list and figure things out more or less of what I got Skullgirls, which is that fighting game that I wanted to get for a while now.
Oh, how's that?
Well, I haven't played any of this shit, don't ask me. I got Retro City Rampage because it was like $1.50. I was like, yeah, sure, why the hell not?
Uh-huh.
At that point.
I got Dark Miami. Void.
You got is that the Rocketeer-ish game?
Yeah, I haven't gotten to the Rocketeer part of it yet.
Well,
that's the problem
upsetting.
With that game. Like, it's like a really fun Rocketeer game, but like 75% of it's a really mediocre third person shooter.
Yeah, it's upsetting.
I don't know why they did that. But that company actually just shut down.
Yeah, man. They did that Murder of Soul Suspect, which everyone's kind of excited for, that apparently wasn't all that good, huh?
So I feel like you didn't spend enough time to judge if the game was good or not, but whatever.
Huh. What do you mean? That game came out. You know if it's
like
good.
Like 2 weeks ago. I feel like that's too fast to, you know, dictate the fortunes of a company.
Oh, I don't know. Probably didn't help. Age of Empires 2 HD Edition, Banished.
I got Banished too. I haven't tried that yet, but I'm excited to. I have Age of Empires.
Well, you've had Age of Empires.
I got the there was like the DLC that was also on sale, and I got that.
What's the DLC?
Just like some more missions. I think there's a couple new civs. It's like new DLC that they made to go along with the Enhanced Edition, which is kind of cool.
I finally got DuckTales remastered. I don't know why I didn't have that.
Yeah,
I was very excited about. Yeah, I know. I was very excited about that. I got both those Transformers games, Fall of Cybertron, War for Cybertron.
Fall of Cybertron is excellent.
Yeah, well, it's like, I know it's like Fall Cybertron was is newer and kind of better, but it's also the sequel to War for Cybertron. I was like, oh, I'll just grip both. And then I think that pretty much does it.
Let's see, I also got...
oh, I got Papers, Please, also.
The Real Myst Masterpiece Edition.
Right.
Which actually doesn't even run well on my computer, which is strangely impressive to me.
I ain't even mad.
I think I got Velvet Assassin for 49 cents. I got you and I copies of Nidhogg. Have you played that yet?
Oh no, right. This is it's the super fencing rad. Game.
It's like this weird kind of. It's a combination of like a dueling game, like fencing, and then you basically your goal is to just run to one side, and your opponent is trying to stop you. And then if they could stop you, they start running. So it's whoever can get to their side of the whole arena first. But the way they handle the sword fighting in the game, I mean, it's like super basic, like almost Atari-like graphics. But it's super elegant. It's really fun to play.
I kind of, does it have like any insult flinging or rhyming?
No. Just, when you're playing with the person, I guess.
Right. All right, so that's that. So let's talk about some news, I guess.
Wait, I'm not done yet. I got other things.
Jesus, how much did you get?
Quite a bit. Planetary Annihilation, because I had gift cards from something, so I was just buying Steam gift cards. Oh, from when I traded in a bunch of stuff at Best Buy. I got Planetary Annihilation, which, I was a big Total Annihilation fan, and I forget how to play this game. I fired it up, and I'm like, okay, this is cool. It's neat because the map is like a small planetoid sort of thing. So, you're scrolling in circles and all that good jazz. So I'm, like, merrily chugging along, building this base. I've got, like, 10 airplanes, like, 20 little foot soldier dudes, 20 tanks. I'm like, okay, this is going along. All of a sudden, the screen is filled with my enemies. And I'm like, what is going on? Like, literally 40 airplanes just bombed my base. And I'm like, what just happened? So I need to figure out what the hell I'm doing. But, it's cool beyond that. Oh, what's Conquest?
I'm like looking through my inventory, and I have games that I don't know what they are.
This is terrible.
I probably got them last year.
This is a mess.
Yeah, what's this? I mean, got all these and all the Humble Bundles that just give you Steam keys. It's kind of getting ridiculous. Yeah.
Like, a lot of times, too, like, you buy this Humble Bundle because, like, the one game in it was worth the $5, and you get, like, four other games, and you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, right. It's
whatever.
Like, why do I have Orcs Must Die 2? I never played that. I don't know if... I never wanted it. Why is it in
my really?
Inventory?
I mean, yeah, Orcs Must Die, the original was good. You should play it.
I have, like, I got
Kingdoms of Amalur Reckoning.
I own all three Fears. How did that happen?
I got Kingdoms of Amalur Reckoning because I actually traded in the 360 version for $9 and then bought this one for $5. So, profit.
Yeah, right.
Hey, I own all the Fear games too.
It must have been some sort of war. I think they were in that Warner Brothers Humble Bundle, right?
Yeah, there was some kind of, I think, Humble Bundle that had all the Fear games.
What the hell is Plain Sight?
I don't know.
Oh, God.
Did I buy anything else? I got some DLC for Batman Arkham Origins.
Well, why not?
Because that was $5. Yeah, there's banners. Right. I think that's everything.
All right, we're done here.
Oh, my. So I also got Valiant Hearts.
Oh, well, what are we just doing?
Oh, I guess we're going to talk. We were going to make fun of people.
Some news.
Well, the news is making fun of people.
Well, go ahead with it then.
All right, you want to do Watch Dogs first?
Yeah, sure. Didn't die while we were gone.
Yes, they did respond to the whole. There's all these settings that like you turn them on and the game magically looks better.
Right.
And so they issued their statement. Do you want me to read the whole thing or just sum it up?
Sum it up, Edge Guy.
Basically, they're like, they're there, but, they might break the game or make it hard to read the environment so you can't appreciate the gameplay, or it might make the game less enjoyable.
It's clearer and better graphics makes things harder to see.
Yeah, I mean, every thing I've read about people who use this mod, as long as their computer is, you know, like, meets the recommended requirements for the game, doesn't see any performance hits, in some cases even saw performance gains.
Right.
And
so
it just objectively looks better. And they even said it subjectively enhances the game's visual fidelity. I don't know. I don't know why people do these things, why they think they can get away with it. They must think we're dumb.
Yeah, I have no idea. It's just because, I mean, what they're saying is just in contradiction to what the modders are saying. So, and,
right.
You know, at this point, I know who I'm going to kind of choose to believe.
And then on the other side of dumb stuff said, Nintendo had their investors meeting, and Iwata was not present because he's in recovery from his surgery. But right. If we thought Nintendo execs were dumb, their investors aren't much better. Here's the quote that kind of everyone is pulling on. A gentleman apparently said, "I do not understand video games, and I even feel angry because at Nintendo shareholders' meetings, the shareholders always discuss things relating to video games or such childish topics as what the future of video games should be. Well, I, for one, was flabbergasted that Mr. Iwata continues to hold his position, although he had said that he would resign if the company's performances were bad. I hope that Nintendo shareholders meetings will become an opportunity where the shareholders discuss the company's business operations from the viewpoints of capital gain and dividends."
Well, I gotta say, I don't quite see why this is so ridiculous.
I mean, he's saying, like, let's talk business, but the business is video games. Like, to figure out where Nintendo's going to go with their business, you have to talk about the future of video games.
I understand, but there is other kind of maybe more hardline stuff that maybe an investor would be interested in. I mean, he is bringing up the point that you bring up all the time. Why isn't Iwata stepping down?
Yeah, I agree with that, because he did say that, and things have been shitty. And, like, I don't think the uptick in Mario Kart sales is the Wii U saved or anything.
Right. I mean, I guess they're trying to ride some good momentum from that. They had a good showing from E3. I mean, does that ever, you know, translate to dollars? I don't know. But I don't know. I don't find this guy quite as ridiculous as some people do. Yeah, I get it. But, I mean, he's being honest, at least. He doesn't understand video games. And he probably just wants to talk more numbers. I mean, I don't know what everyone else was talking about at that conference call. Maybe if it was just conference people asking, like, when are we going to make a new Metroid? I can maybe understand why this guy who's losing money on his investment is getting annoyed.
Right. Well, apparently there was the one guy whose question was, why don't shareholders get more free games?
Yeah, see, I can understand that a little bit, why this guy is a little annoyed. All right. Is that it for our news, quote unquote?
I think, like I said, not a lot happened.
Right. Isn't that fun? Well, tell me about that game you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, Valiant Hearts. So this is from Ubisoft using the UbiArt engine that powers Rayman. It had, like, a really strong trailer at E3, but it didn't really show much of the game. Well, the game is basically an adventure game with some light puzzle solving. Not, like quite as old school as, like, a LucasArts point and click, but that's kind of the inspiration point. I think I'm about halfway through. I was actually playing along until the game just hit a bug and, like, wouldn't advance any further. You were there when that happened, right?
Right.
But it's really cool just because, like, you know, how many World War I games do we get? And here's, like, a really cool one that actually, as you're going along, you unlock all these things that bring up, like, historical backgrounds and facts on the war. Because I feel like not a lot of people really know the specifics of World War I.
Yeah.
Kind of gets overshadowed by the sequel.
Right.
The sequel. But yeah, this game is... The story in this game is just super compelling. Like, everything about it's really well written, really well designed. It's hard to talk about beyond that, because it's not like the gameplay is anything super deep. And I guess that's the criticism against it people have.
A lot of people are criticizing the gameplay of it.
Well, I don't think that's why you're playing this game. You're here to experience, like, the story.
But, I mean, is
the
gameplay, like, annoying? Is it bad? Or is it just
it's just simple. I mean, you're just, you know, you have very simple interactions with the environments. I mean, it's, you know, pointing and clicking just with an analog stick and some face buttons instead.
Okay.
It's like saying the gameplay in Grim Fandango is simple.
Right, okay.
I mean, maybe the puzzles aren't as elaborate, but yeah.
Fair enough.
So, yeah, I think it's really good. People should check it out.
It definitely looks neat while you were playing it.
Yes. So, you want to talk about Shovel Knight now?
Yes, I got to review Shovel Knight.
And I have played it.
Yes, and I love it. You know, we kind of see a lot of these sort of modern retro games, you know. This is probably the best one of them I played in terms of, like, kind of nailing down what made, like, an NES action platformer great.
A lot of these modern retro games that come out, like, you could kind of see the trickster pull and you say, like, yeah, this is, like, the evolution, but, like, this wouldn't have worked on a Nintendo. But Shovel Knight does a very smart thing where when you really think about it, you're like, yeah, this wouldn't have worked on Nintendo. But when you're playing it, you almost feel like this could be put on an NES cartridge and inserted into a Nintendo Entertainment System.
Right, right.
And it would play just fine.
And it's a really cool amalgamation of different things. Like, the platforming is kind of very reminiscent of, like, a Mega Man to me and, like, the level structure. You have, like, the Castlevania-style items. You have a world map, like, in Mario 3. You go to towns, and it's sort of like Castlevania 2 or Zelda 2. And it's just, yeah, it's just, it looks gorgeous for an 8-bit game. It's just a very perfect kind of, you know, it's challenging. It's not maybe as challenging as some of those hardest, you know, like a Mega Man 2 or a Castlevania 3 was. But, you know, it kind of feels along in there. And the dev system is kind of neat. It's like Dark Souls-inspired.
Yeah, it's funny how it has, lives. Like, all these super retro inspirations, but then Dark Souls pops in there.
Like, yeah, when you die, it's like your gold floats around where you died, and you have, like, one chance to get it back. And it's cool, because, like, the gold actually is important, because there's a lot of things you can buy with it, you know, health upgrades, magic upgrades, new items, new attack powers, and stuff like that.
Yeah, I also really like the way they handle the checkpoints, where there's, like, four or five checkpoints in a level, but you can opt to destroy the checkpoint and get gold out of it. But you, if you die, now you go further back, and you may not get back to the gold you lost.
Right. And the bosses are all fantastic. Mm-hmm. They all have kind of like a lot of personality. They all have like really interesting attack patterns. It's what's cool. It's like, you know, there's eight levels in eight bosses, Mega Man style, but there's also like a few that kind of just wander around the map that you can trigger. They're just all super cool.
Mm-hmm.
Very rad game. I like really liked it.
You entirely played it on Wii U then, right? Did you really play any other platforms?
No.
Okay, because I played your Wii U copy, then I got it on my 3DS. And it's the exact same game, even down to, like, on the Wii U, the touchscreen becomes, like, a quick access to your inventory, and it's the same on 3DS, which is actually pretty nice. But it has a really cool Street Pass mechanic on 3DS, where you enter these little arenas that have a handful of gems in them, and you're just creating a ghost. So you decide if you want your ghost to try to run around and grab all the gems, or if you're just going to start swinging your shovel where you think someone might go. So then when you street pass, just those two recordings just play against each other, and if one of them happens to hit the other, then that one wins. And if no one hits each other, it's whoever got the most gems. It's really clever. It's kind of neat.
Basically, I think anybody who liked like an 8-bit Mega Man or an 8-bit Castlevania really should check this out.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, it's very, very cool. All right. Was there anything else you really played?
I got Wolfenstein.
Oh, when you got Wolfenstein?
Yeah, you were asleep when this happened. We were driving to Vegas, and I saw it was on sale for $40 at Best Buy, and I had a $37 gift card, so I bought it for pickup.
Well, there you go.
Yes. So I am past, like, the kind of prologue part and just getting started to, like, where, like, you know, the game actually takes place in the 60s. Like, I'm just getting to the part in the 60s. Like, I haven't done anything yet. But, man... Wow, who would have thought a new Wolfenstein game would be this good?
Oh, really?
It's really, really good.
I do want to try it. So you don't like it more than Watch Dogs?
Oh, hell yeah. Already, I'm so much more invested in the story and the characters in Wolfenstein than I ever was playing Watch Dogs.
That's kind of sad.
It's honestly... Like I'm playing the game and I'm getting into it, and then every so often I'll just start laughing because I'll literally go in my head, this is so much more interesting than most games, and it's Wolfenstein. just the way they kind of portray, like, it's kind of like what Marvel captures with Captain America, like this hero out of time in a world he doesn't understand. Like, it kind of nails that aspect really well. Like, so that's really cool to see.
But maybe it's kind of like you're kind of with him and not understanding the world because it's like a weird alternate Nazi world.
Exactly.
Right?
So, you know, it works well. Like, you remember Harry Plinkett talking about the fish out of water hero that, you know, is there so the audience can also figure out what the hell's going on. So that's why it totally works. I haven't gotten any crazy guns yet or anything. It's mostly been, you know, assault rifles and pistols and things like that. Mm-hmm. But the shooting mechanics are super solid. Only thing I wish there was a setting for is, like, you still have to push the X button to manually pick up, like ammo and health and armor. Yeah. And aside from the times when, like, if you're at 100% health, you can pick up an extra health pack to overcharge, and, like, it'll take you to 120, then it just slowly ticks down back to 100. Mm-hmm. Like, unless that was going to happen, I wish you could just walk over stuff and pick it up, because aside from that, there's no reason to not do. So you end up just kind of missing things as a result. I mean, it's not, like, the greatest-looking game ever. I mean, it is cross-gen and everything, but it still looks pretty good. And just, like, you know, there's a lot of exciting things that happen in the game. It's just really, really good. Solid game.
Oh, cool.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah, I definitely need to check that out. So, all right then. I think we're kind of at the end of this.
Yeah, I downloaded Civ Rev 2. I haven't played it yet. I'll probably be playing
that
this weekend.
How much is that?
$15.
Is it
Dude, I played
iPad?
A lot of Civ Rev. I'll get $15
is
out
it
of
iPad
it.
And iPhone?
Yes.
Crossplay or...
Yeah.
Cross buy? Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's cross buy. I don't think, I understand there's no multiplayer. Oh. Maybe it'll get patched in, but yeah, I thought that was
weird.
To be
honest, I never really used Civ multiplayer. I always kind of found it annoying.
Well, Civ Rev multiplayer worked because it is shorter.
Yeah,
we used
that's
to play
true.
That with Pete.
Yeah, that's true. That was actually kind of fun. Okay. Well, releases wise, there's, again, not really much here.
Hit me.
There's that Sniper Elite 3, which I don't know anything about this series, really.
It's a very hardcore sniper simulation.
Right, and I know it does, like, the Mortal Kombat-style X-ray thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like I said, that really is kind of it from what I'm seeing. I mean, there's other things. I don't know what they are. Google Plus is kind of dying. I know there's been a mass migration of all of our listeners over to Facebook. I don't know if... We have a Facebook page, but we haven't really done anything with it in a while.
Yeah.
I don't know if we can just, like, suddenly tell people to go to it. I don't know. We're going to have to kind of figure out what we're going to do there. But, I mean, if you have any ideas, let us know. You know how to find us on Twitter and Facebook and all that stuff.
Apparently there's a spreadsheet being collected by Steam users that have over 300 Shovel Knight cheat codes.
Cheat codes?
Let's see. This is from a Shaq News article. So far, they found cheat codes that grant super high jumps, extreme speed, make enemies extremely powerful, and puts the game into DuckTales mode.
That probably just means you can bounce on your shovel.
There's even a cheat that replaces much of the dialogue with the word butt.
That's kind of funny.
Wow, that game just gets better and better.
Oh, man. All right, anything else?
I think that's it. Hey, I played some WildStar. I like it better now. I'll leave it at that.
All right. Well, thanks for listening to the Exploding Barrel Podcast, everybody. You can find more of us at ebpodcast.com. You can follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. And be sure to go to iTunes Music Store. You can leave us a review there. We always appreciate that. Have a good 4th of July for all of our American friends.
If you're not American, have a good 4th of July.
Oh, yeah. So, all right. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next week right here on the Exploding Barrel Podcast.
Bye-bye.